Welcome to your Calvary Creation Minute. This is Steve. According to evolutionists, one of the most credible evidences proving evolution is antibiotic-resistant bacteria. They say due to environmental pressures from the antibiotics, those bacteria mutate, eventually gaining a special mutation which will allow for their survival. These antibiotic-resistant bacteria will eventually reproduce and pass on their unique mutation to their offspring, creating a new superior generation of antibiotic-resistant bacteria. That sounds pretty neat and tidy, but is it true? Let's take a closer look. Based on the previous statement, we can conclude that there should have been no antibiotic-resistant bacteria present before antibiotics were invented, right? Well, wrong. Back in 1845, three explorers froze to death trying to cross the Northwest Passage. Their bodies were incredibly well preserved, and autopsies were done in 1988. Bacteria in their colons were also meticulously cultured, and what was found was that many of these bacteria were already resistant to most of our modern antibiotics. So antibiotic resistance is not a result of new information generated due to evolutionary pressures of antibiotics. Another point that is often brought up is that there are some instances where bacteria that weren't resistant to antibiotics at first became resistant afterwards. But once again, in these examples, no new information was generated. Let me explain. As bacteria copy their genetic code, rare mistakes do occur, resulting in mutations, as I explained earlier. However, in these cases, the mistakes don't introduce new information, but rather eliminate useful information in the code, and therefore in the bacteria. It is the equivalent of a blind person saying that their eyes are immune to the brightness of the sun, or a deaf person saying that their ears are immune to very loud music. These bacteria do indeed survive the onslaught of antibiotics, but when normal bacteria are reintroduced back into the population, these handicapped bacteria don't stand a chance, competition-wise, and die out quickly after. So, does antibiotic-resistant bacteria prove evolution? No, because no new genes or information were generated in the process. In some cases, the opposite occurred, resulting in loss of information and weaker organisms. We are not witnessing the evolution of superior organisms being made before our eyes. Rather, we are witnessing one of the results of the fall of man as written in Genesis 3. To learn more, contact me at creation@calvarychapel.ca.